His name was Larry Buell, or simply Larry, who was well known for living along the streets of Williamsville. His body was found in a bus stop shelter, dead from hypothermia, as temperatures last week plunged below zero. His death has prompted wide debate over how he should or should not have been forced off the streets for his own safety. Samantha Chrisman, reporter and columnist for the Buffalo News, was following the conversation.
I was on Facebook. The news came out. I just was reading a lot of posts, and I saw a lot of misunderstanding about the situation. I thought about responding individually to a lot of these posts. I was just upset. It was the middle of the night. I'd been thinking about it since I had read about it, and I just figured I'd better just get what I was feeling out there, and the best way to do that was to just tell my own personal story.
Heartbreaking, enlightening, disturbing. Samantha posted that story of her mother, Donna Margaret Maziarz, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 1. Treated with medication, Donna, along with her husband, raised 6 kids. She had a job. She enjoyed a full life. But when Samantha was in her teen years, that home life started to fall apart when her mother stopped taking her medication.
She thought, after being medicated for many years, more than 10 years, that she was fine now. Her friends saw her. She made new friends who didn't know her when she was very sick. And they said, "Why are you taking that medication? You're fine. You're not crazy. Take, you know, all you need is to eat right and exercise and try these herbal supplements and you're going to be fine."
And we should also point out that we're talking now at this time in the 90s. This is the early to mid 90s.
And this is before a lot of medications were fine-tuned or even invented.
Yes.
So she said, "I'm going to be fine without them. Let's see how things go." Well, once she's off of them, all hell breaks loose. So she was living in a boarding house because you could pay $50 a week and live there. Then she's living in a car. Then she's meeting these strangers, and "I can live on this couch for a while and I'll just cook for you and I'll do this and whatever else." And she's showing up at my job and she's dressed oddly. People are saying, "Oh my God, who is this? What is going on?" And I'm saying, "That's my mom." And you want to run and hide, but you also want to protect her and explain and then strangle the person who's making fun of your mom as well.
As we were retracing the chronology here a little bit, it sounds like for maybe about 5 years from the time that she was regularly taking her medication until she died.
Mm-hmm.
A big line when it comes to how much society is going to mandate care for somebody who's mentally ill is whether or not they're a threat to the community or a threat to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What about your mom?
My mother had never presented as a threat to herself or others, okay, which was a big part of why we could not keep her in a hospital or get her admitted to a hospital. The one time we could get her in, by kind of tricking her a little bit, they let her out. You can't just keep someone for dressing funny and acting crazy and causing a scene at your workplace. So
that's no reason to be put into an institution,
right?
Or hospitalized.
So the day is like any other day. She was actually doing really well that day. We had a family party. It was my nephew's christening that day. She was dressed beautifully. She was so calm and sweet. It was a lovely day. 8 o'clock that night, she steps onto the railroad tracks, puts her hands over her eyes, and is killed by a train.
You have no doubt in your mind that if your mother had stayed on her medication, she'd still be alive?
Absolutely. She would be alive. I know she would be.
While she is not taking a position on forcing medication on people with mental illness, Samantha Chrisman does know that if she had the chance again, she would have begged, pleaded, and perhaps even tricked her mother into taking her medication. You probably think about this often, and you probably thought of a lot about it since we heard the news about Larry in Williamsville. But what are the lessons? What do you want people to know about living with somebody who's dealing with mental illness?
The biggest lesson, I think, is that there's no easy solution. Homelessness and mental illness are the two biggest social problems, maybe, of them all. You don't just sit down to Facebook and figure that out. You know, you don't just have a debate with someone and figure that out. This is something that we've always struggled with. We may always struggle with it. There's no easy answer, but we just have to keep trying to figure it out.
Thank you for coming in and sharing the story of your mother.
Thank you so much.